Hey guys, quick warning before I start the episode. There is severe background noise. I'd recommend not going with the full volume. On with the episode. What's up, fellow Warriors fanatics? Before I start the episode, I have a few announcements to make. First, a shout out to Deathstorm, who is the host for Warrior Cats Running Wild. They favorited my podcast. Thank you to you, Deathstorm. My second announcement is my posting schedule is going to be a little bit iffy, but I'm going to try to post at least once a week on either a Monday, Wednesday, or sometime on the weekend, because weekends are when more of my friends are free from having to train apprentices or something else. Like, by something else, I mean, like, I don't know what I was trying to say. And also Mondays and Wednesdays work, because even though it's kind of cheesy, it's Meowing Monday and Warrior Cats Wednesday. So, yeah, also, guys, I am at 878 plays. Like, whoa. I started my podcast in April, and I never thought I'd get, like, even to 1K in general. So I'm going to now try to get to 1K plays before the end of December, well, at the end of December at least. And I have a special, but I'm not going to clarify on that yet, because I'm still trying to see if it'll work out. But yeah, I'm going to try to get 1K plays by 2022. On with the actual episode stuff. Okay, you guys, I gotta figure out my situation here, because it is not, okay, now that that's dealt with, let's go. For this episode, I'm going to show you the main historic Sun Clan landmarks, and explain their history, going oldest to most recent, but, it is really cold out here right now. Like, in the Medicine Den, I don't notice it as much, but, you know, whatever, I guess. I've been walking while I'm explaining and talking about how cold I am. So, we're at the start of my route, the Stonehill. The Stonehill is where the first Medicine Cats and leaders were chosen, Sun Clans being Herring Face for the Medicine Cat and Sunstar for the leader. But even before that, these cats were rogues. So it started out as just like a smallish group of rogues, maybe 24 at most. And they were, they moved through the territories. Oh, sorry about all the noise. I'm walking through all the snow right now. But they started out. Okay, I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. They started out by moving through the territories with the seasons. Like, we'll start with summer. In summer, they'd be in the territory where Sun Clan is now, the deciduous forest. Because it was the most efficient for summer, considering how there was a lot of prey in the underbrush, and there was lots of shade. And then they'd move to the I just forgot. Oh, yeah, they'd move to the to where Rain Clan is right now, the marshy area for fall, just because the stuff kept in, all the marsh stuff kept in the heat better. And then for winter, they'd go to where Night Clan is, the tall pine trees, because there would be still some prey hiding under there. It was harder for the prey to hide, so they'd be able to find it easier. And, there would be, there wouldn't be as much snow covering the ground and stuff. And then for spring, they'd move to where Mud Clan is right now. It was muddy, which wasn't a super great, situation. But it was also very rocky and stuff. Like, I don't live near Mud Clan, so I don't know that much about Mud Clan territory or why they'd go there. Anyway, every time they moved, there would be some cats that would be super upset about moving because they liked that territory best. And then they'd, be super grouchy all the rest of the seasons. So eventually, they all came to the Stone Hill, which was an area that they all appreciated because it wasn't really anything, different. Sorry, we have a thunderpath over there. But they all appreciated the Stone Hill because it wasn't particularly, any of their territories. So they could just appreciate that. So they all decided to move off into different groups. Wow, it's getting foggy out here. Yeah, they decided to all go out into different groups and live their lives in their territories. Right now, I am at the first SunClan camp. I know you guys can't see it, but right here it is like a thicket, I guess. There's some thistles, so I'm not going to poke my muzzle in there, but if I were to, I'd see a slight hollow where the first, six or so SunClan cats would sleep, because there wasn't very many of them, so they all just slept in the same area. One second. I'm checking something. Yeah. So they'd sleep in there, but then also in the first days of the clans, in the first years, seasons, whatever, SunClan had a lot of fights with NightClan about the border. See, because in my territory episode, I talked about a stream. That ran through the territory. And right now, I have to get this in here because I think it is serving me. I don't know. But, yeah, they had fights with the border because the stream, SunClan thought that their territory should be by the, they thought that their territory should be around, should be, that the border should be along the stream. Sorry, I had lots of trouble with those words. Anyway, yeah, they thought the border should be along the stream. NightClan said no, because there was still some pine trees beyond that area. So they thought that the border should be just where the last pine tree started growing. But then SunClan's like, no, that can't happen because yada yada yada, there's deciduous trees scattered with those pine trees. So they had a lot of fights over the border there. Then they eventually decided just to settle it right in the middle between the two territories, which was obviously the simplest answer, but of course they would still fight about it because they are warriors. After that, now I'm going to talk about the abandoned two-leg nest. I walked over here while explaining about the NightClan border. There is a bunch of silverthorn in here. There's these dingy walls, you can't see them, but yeah, the two-leg nest is pretty much just a menace to our territory, but I guess we sometimes find mice in here. It's really not used for anything. Just wanted to talk about it because it is so random. There are these spots that would be perfect for cats to sleep in, but yeah, okay. This place kind of gives me a creep when it's dark like it is right now. Okay, my final spot is the hazelnut tree. The hazelnut tree has injured a ton of cats in my clan. They all, fell out of it. That's the tree that I was talking to Willowing about with, about Firebranch in the SunClan Territory episode. It also has the most birds. Yeah, the hazelnut tree is just a source of many injuries. I talk about it. Okay, now I am back at the Stonehill. And wait a second. There's fresh paw prints here. And it is starting to rain. Hey, Silverscow, why'd you follow me? Scat! Oh my god, this is just Silverscow's paw prints, even though they're so small. Now it is seriously starting to rain, so I gotta get back in the medicine den! Okay, hey guys, I'm back in the medicine den. It is much warmer in here. Silver Scale was just apparently grabbing something from by the hazelnut tree, so. No, sorry. Not hazelnut tree. Well, yes, hazelnut tree, because I went to the Stonehill and then I went back hazelnut route. So yes, she was grabbing something from by the hazelnut tree. That's why she was there. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll pounce on you later.